the winning sound of Network Sports.
And a very pleasant good evening to you, and welcome to another very special edition of Mason and Guests, heard on Voice of Barbados 92.9 FM. You can call us at 434-1790. You can send us a WhatsApp at 253-4679 or an email at cricketmason@yahoo.com. Mason and Guests is brought to an association with our very good friends at Barbados Lottery, promoting youth sport and culture.
Online game. Now you can scratch, mark, and win with Express Cash, the new instant scratch game, and win up to $40,000. With 6 draws in each ticket, there's so many ways to win. Get your $5 Express Cash instant tickets from Barbados Lottery agents Island Wide. Barbados
Lottery. All right. Well, the West Indies team very much in New Zealand. We had a taste. Did I say a taste? Yes, of the New Zealand batted, really, because when you look at these scores, 308 for 3 and then 124 for 1. This is just a warm-up game. Mind you, the West Indies, 366. A lot can be said about Bravo, who batted extremely well. Brooks got among the runs as well. And at the top, we had, of course, Brathwaite getting 47 and Ruston Chase, the newly appointed vice-captain, getting 42, and a lot has to be said about the bowling. My golly, well, we got to certainly look at that on our show this evening. Of course, coming up on the weekend, lots of happening in Barbados. So Wesley Hall, that great fast bowler, that statue is going to be up at the region's Mecca, and that, of course, is going to be generating a lot of discussion on the show this evening. We hope to have Stephen Leslie a little bit later on to talk about that. And we also want, on the local scene, to congratulate our friends from Boscobel. It was a matter of the country team's meeting. Boscobel out of St. Peter. I see Philo Wallace is smiling already. And my team, St. Catherine's, from the east. It was St. Peter up against St. Philip, and Boscobel went on to win. And I think when I look at the overall game, I thought they, in the end, deserved to win. Having been 5 wickets down for 10 runs, chasing 101, batting with a lot of common sense, and compounded with some elementary errors made by St. Catharines. In the end, it was a situation where the Boscobel team went on to win, and congratulations to them. Now, on the show this evening, we're going to be talking to Floyd Lamont Reefer. Floyd Lamont Reefer, of course, only recently he was very much involved in politics in Barbados in the St. George by-election. And we also want to talk to Philo Wallace, who I think has got ambitions, of course, to be a politician sometime very soon. I know that former Prime Minister Owen Arthur was speaking to you, Philo, about running in St. James South. That's not true. I'm talking foolishness as usual. And, of course, we're going to talk to Garfield Charles, who, of course, is very much in New Zealand as well. Let's first of all say hello, of course, to my co-host, who has no ambitions at all in politics, Dr. Andrew Ford, making too much money dealing with people's skin. Now, Floyd, good evening to you, sir. How are you, my friend?
Hey, good evening, Andrew. Good evening to everyone.
All right.
I'm fine.
It's really a great pleasure to have you on the show. And, of course, we've also got Philo Wallace. Philo, good evening to you. How are you, my friend? Philo?
Good evening, Andrew. I'm very well.
Right.
Yes, good evening, Andrew. I'm very well. Nice to have you on the show. Right. And I want to say good evening to Floyd and also Garfield. I haven't seen Garfield in a long time.
Yes, Garfield Charles.
How are you doing,
Philo? I'm very well.
Garfield Charles, how are you there in New Zealand? You're far away. How are you, my friend?
Yeah, it's Wednesday morning here, so it's not quite evening. But, good evening to you, gentlemen. Now, it's great to see you, fellow.
Right.
That's been a long, long time. Hey.
Long, long time indeed. All right, we're going to start with you, Floyd. I know you're a very, very busy man, so we're not going to keep you a long time. First of all, Floyd, your expectations for the West Indies side in New Zealand. What do you expect from them, Floyd?
Well, good evening again, Andrew. I expected the guys to do well. Looking back at the last tour that we went to England, when the guys were in a bubble, I thought that the the time spent in the bubble was good. The practice sessions went well, so I'm assuming that the practice sessions will be of the same quality and high standard that was in England. So I expect that the team to do well in New Zealand. You know, seeing the nature of the pitches are flat. If you see the scores already in the warm-up games, the scores are fairly high. And dating back to scores in past tours in New Zealand, you know, a lot of runs scored down there. You know, even when England toured New Zealand last, you know, even Jaffa Archer had a hard time down there. So a lot of runs do score in New Zealand. So it's just a matter for our batters to bat well. I maintain once we bat well in any of these series that we will have a great chance of winning cricket games because our bowling unit is a very good bowling unit. Once we bat well and catch well.
Anything to report, Floyd, in relation to the first warm-up match, 308 for 3 and 124 for 1, the New Zealand A team and West Indies 366. Are you worried about anything in terms of those stats?
No, I'm not worried. It's good to see Bravo amongst the runs again. When you look at his stats, he scores a lot of runs outside of the Caribbean. His average is fairly high. He's around 49-50 outside of the Caribbean, so that's good for us. And, you know, looking back at our batting unit, you know, we need that solid number three batsman again that could stabilize things in the top order. You know, it's good to see Bravo in the runs. It's good to see Brooks getting some scores as well. But I would like to see Shamar Brett score some hundreds. And I spoke to him from England. I think that, you know, he has to get accustomed to batting long overs, especially at Test cricket. You know, in Test cricket, you get high quality bowling from ball one. It's not like the first class level where you get a lot of loose bowling. So the concentration powers and the fitness levels must be of a higher standard in order to bat 200 quality balls in Test cricket. Mm-hmm. But saying that, you know, it's still good to see the guys, you know, get a run out and get some actual cricket underneath the belts. You know, it's different to just practicing every day in the nets. You know, some guys get tired of that as well. So it's still good to see that, you know, they get in a good practice game and they're supposed to have another one coming up. So, you know, you look forward to some better scores there. You know, the guys that get starts, you know, that can push on and get big scores. That's the main thing, you know, getting 40s and 30s in Test cricket now is a no-no. You know, you got to get big scores. You know, you got to make it for hard times.
Mm-hmm. Just before we get a reaction from Philo and from Garfield, you spoke about the batting. What about the bowling, though? Roach, 10 overs, 1 made, none for 27. Gabriel, 11 overs, 2 minutes, done for 34. Joseph, 13 overs, 2 minutes, 1 for 55. Shamar Hall, 11 overs, 1 made, 1 for 58. Cornwall, 21 overs, 3 maidens, none for 80, not getting wickets at all. Chase, 6 overs, 1 maiden, none for 20. And Reefer, 7 overs, no maidens, 1 for 29. That was in the first innings. Your reaction to those bowling stats, Floyd?
But when you look at the bowling stats, Andrew, you're missing one key factor in the bowling, huh? Mm-hmm. Captain Jason Hood. Mm-hmm. No, Jason, when Jason is in the bowling lineup, it brings a different spin to things. It brings a different energy to the bowling lineup because he's a man that can hold. And he's a guy that takes wickets as well. So he's been taking a lot of wickets over the last 2 years. You know, so Jason Hole in the bowling, that makes a big difference. You know, we all see it. One man can make a difference in the side, and I strongly believe that. So you will see a difference, especially now when the captain rejoins the side and his in terms of the bowling unit. Right? He can open the ball, he can bowl first change, he can come and bowl the long spells in the middle overs. I saw him bowl 10 over spells in England already. When nothing was happening, he came on and brought a couple of partnerships. So these things make a big difference. And I think that the other bowlers, you know, they feed off of him. So that energy that he brings to the game is good. So it makes a big difference when he's around and when he's not around.
Mm. Stay with us, Floyd. Let's go and get a reaction from Garfield Charles, and we're going to come to Philo Wallace. Garfield, you're there in New Zealand, 308 for 3 and 124 for 1, the New Zealand A, the West Indies, 366. A lot of runs have been scored by the New Zealanders, Garfield. Are you worried?
No, not really. It's good to see. I think that that's what you want from these warm-up games. You want from the West Indian point of view, you want your top order to spend quite a bit of time in the crease. Mm-hmm. So it's good to see, yeah, Bravo getting amongst it. I think he quite likes the down south New Zealand, because memory, I think he's got 100 down in Dunedin as well. So he seems to like it down there. But the wicket was very flat. Just having spoken to a couple of people, so the bowlers were quite a bit hiding to nothing, really, because conditions really favoured the batsmen. I think from a bowling perspective, I think the challenge in the longer version of the game will come down to the discipline of maintaining whatever line and length you're after, and working out a good strategy. And there's very little scope. I think Floyd mentioned the amount of runs that are scored in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of scope for error. The wickets usually are quite benign, easy to bat on. So, how well the bowlers can hold their disciplines together and work out strategies to suit with the skipper and the coaches, I think is going to be the key in how we perform.
Mm-hmm. Philo?
Hi, Andrew. Good night again. Obviously, Andrew, I look at it differently.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the series New Zealand versus India, and the pitches were a bit more sporty.
Mm-hmm.
They were a bit helpful. They were green. On the two test matches, I think they're going to get some sporty pitches that are going to favour seam bowling. Now, it has to be a good balance in New Zealand, because if they go too far left, they can run into trouble with West Indies with that pace. Obviously, I listened to Floyd comment, talk about Jason and the importance of him in that side. And I hope that it comes true and the other bowlers can feed off of him. But when you look at this first warm-up game, obviously, you expect New Zealand score 308 in the first
308 for three.
But they scored it. Yeah, but they scored it in less than a day.
Yes.
In less than a day. They gave us a few overs to bat. We lost John Campbell in that evening, and we came back and bat the entire second day and part of the final third day. So they scored their runs rather quickly. I know it was a first run out for our bowlers, but we expect so much of our bowlers, the hype that has been put on them from the bowling coach as well. And those 308 runs were scored quickly, and that was worrying to me. I believe that with Jason coming and Floyd say he'll hold, the other bowlers still have to contribute and play a key role. But our bowlers, obviously, Andrew, New Zealand maybe is not as sunny. It's still maybe a little cold, rusty. They haven't played red ball cricket for a while. But those 308 runs in less than a day would have been my concern. They've only lost three wickets as well. And then in the second innings, they got 124 for one.
Yes.
Again, they're not really potent to take wickets on a third day pitch. So obviously the New Zealanders have their batting in sync. Obviously, when you look at us, West Indies are batting. Again, we saw the struggle of a John Campbell. Craig Bradford obviously continues to fight and tries to beat a Craig Bradford of old. But obviously he has to work doubly hard to come up. I think it's going to get harder and harder for him. Bravo is coming, and obviously he knows, as he said in an interview, he knows his game, he understands his game better. Floyd alluded that his record outside of the region is far better than in the region. So obviously he feels a lot more comfortable playing away from the Caribbean. And we are hoping that is true to form. 135 in a warm-up game, I think, is a good start for him after coming back from missing that England tour. And we are hoping that he can stabilize that middle order at number three. Brooks, I think Brooks obviously is the one that we would always keep rallying around. He scores runs, but obviously three figures is going to break him away, mm-hmm. separate the sheep from the goats. But he looked good in that first warm-up game, I must admit. I saw some clips. Played the ball with a lot of ease. Again, very pleasing on the eye, but obviously he has to go on from 80. And Chase, similar patterns of being dismissed, although getting up to 40 yards, just playing back to a ball when he should be going forward. So these are still little fundamental problems that we're seeing with our batsmen. And you've got to remember that when that test match starts, our batsmen are going to face the best New Zealand bowling attack mm-hmm. in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. The A team is a step down from test match cricket. When they come up to the big boys with the Trent Bolts and those fellas, they still have to be a lot tighter and not give their wickets, as I saw in that warm-up game. So they've started well, Andrew,
mm-hmm.
and let's hope that they can continue to do well. Obviously, the bowling will have to come up trumps. They have to find the right line and lengths. As Garfield said, the pitches are not quick, but you need to bowl the right line and lengths in order to be effective in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Ford, any questions?
All right, okay. Well, I'll start with the bowling for Floyd, even though recently he was working with batting. Shamar Holder and Alzar Joseph, they were a bit more expensive in terms of runs per over, 5 and 4 per over, respectively, even though they took a wicket in the first innings. And in the second innings, a bit higher than Roach and Gabriel. We noticed that in these warm-up matches, we find that Reefer always tends to take a few wickets with a low economy rate. I'd like you, Floyd, to tell us the gifts of Joseph versus Shamar Holder, and also look into the possibility of going with a slower bowler with a different handedness in a test bowling lineup for the West Indies.
What Philo? I listen to Philo. But when you look at our bowling attack, the senior bowlers, the economy rate is still good. Roach and Gabriel, they're at 2 point and probably at 3. And like I said, at GSN coming in there now, GSN normally go at two runs and over as well. So the economy rate going into a test match will be different comparing to what you see there in the practice game. Yes, the Joseph and Shamar Hall, the two young seamers, you know, both of them are attacking bowlers. So they're going to go for runs, right? So they don't have to learn the right lanes and lengths to bowl on the pitches. They got to be more patient, got to string together a lot more deliveries. So these are discussions I'm sure that the bowling coach is having with both Holder and Joseph in terms of being patient. You know, when you play at the highest level, it's a patient game. You know, you got to be very patient in terms of building pressure and putting batsmen under pressure. Stop them from scoring and let them make the mistake. It's about bowling sometimes a defensive line and setting an attacking field. You know, not going overly attacking and trying to get wickets every ball. So that's where they go for 5 and 6 runs and all that things. But on their day, they will come and get 4 or 5 wickets to you. But again, the consistency, they got to improve on. In terms of a spinner, spinners don't get much in New Zealand. You know, you look at the stats, you know, the ball is not going to turn much. The pitches are green, probably a little slow. So you got to be a really high quality spinner to get that purchase and those wickets in New Zealand to praise up people. So I think that the spinner that plays has to be the tight bowler in terms of giving the fast bowlers a break. You know, trying to bowl at 2 point and over so that the bowlers can recover and come back again for the second and third spells. I think that in the team setup, I think Ross and Chase can do that job in terms of the holding spinner, and then we can go into the four seamers as well.
Any follow-up question, though?
I mentioned about Reefer, and, you know, I know it was just a practice match, but he took, like, a 5 week call, and then he was there. Tends to bowl with low economy rate and does better in the warm-up matches than you would expect. Looking at the variety of the attack, no Holder and our two senior bowlers would go. I just wanted you to speculate on how he would as option.
Raymond brings a different city bowling attack. One is left-handed. And you can set, especially when things get tight, guys are building a partnership. You know, you can bowl one side of the wicket. And he has skill. He has skill to move the ball in and out. And it's shown in previous games as well, even the warm-up games that we played in England, he got some wickets. So definitely Raymond has skills, but it's just a matter of where the selectors and how the selectors want to use him. I think that he has a contribution to make in the test side. You know, he can bowl, he can bat, and he can field. So at Raymond Reefer playing in the final 11, it gives the batting a bit more length at the back end. Because you remember the last tour to New Zealand, he didn't score any 50s or any sort, but he scored a 30 and he batted like 130 or 40 balls. And he built a couple of partnerships in the lower orders. So again, he adds value to the team. But I always say that to Raymond that once Jason is in the side, it's difficult for him to make the side as well because you have two of the same type of players. But as if the selectors want to bite the bullet on those flat pitches and let the boat, let to get those guys that can build pressure, keep things tight, and they pull off a couple of wickets. I think Raymond got some wickets as well in the same game in New Zealand. It's just what route they want to go in terms of how they build the team and how they want, if they see that, if it's a wicket that you can blast out people, if it's a wicket where you've got to bowl your tight lines and lines, if it's a pitch that you need the extra batsman that can bowl. So a lot of factors goes into it. But I think Raymond has good skill. He's a quality player, and once given the opportunity, he's a man that has a big heart. He will fight.
Mm-hmm. Even though reserve in this setup, but thanks for the answer.
Mm-hmm. Something seems to be wrong with your, I don't know, Dr. Ford, we're not quite hearing you very well. We normally hear you well. I'm sure you would have paid your bill and everything. Seems as if something's gone wrong that your house, Doc. Pay your bills. Now, let's go and talk to a good friend, my very good friend, Fazir Muhammad. Fazir, are we hearing you well? We're not hearing the doc well. He didn't pay his bill. How are you, my friend? but then again...
Well, I paid my bill.
well, then again before, you may be taking all that money to go to Tobago.
Well, then you never know. But I have paid my bill. Good evening, all. And I suppose good morning to Garfield. Way down there in New Zealand, where I recall doing commentary when Garfield Charles got 100 as a night watchman.
Can you imagine that? Yes.
Guarakara Park. Yes, he did. And when I saw the name Floyd Reefer come up among the list of guests, I thought we were talking politics today, bees versus Dems, and whether or not we're actually going to get a genuine opposition member in the Parliament of Barbados rather than the bogus one you have now.
I like that one. Well, of course, before Floyd goes, we're going to, ask him about how things went in terms of politics and why did he decide to go into politics and that kind of thing. But just before we do that, I know Floyd doesn't have a lot of time, so we're going to get back to him pretty soon and have a concentrated chat with him. But these scores, are you happy? I'm unhappy. 308 for 3, 124 for 1, West Indies 366. Batter not bad. Your fellow Trinidadian Bravo getting them on the runs. Brooks getting them on the runs. At the top, we had Brathwaite and Chase. Your overall assessment of these scores, Fazir?
Not too bad. I mean, the fact is that you've got to take in consideration that it's a warm-up match. They've spent quite a bit of time down there getting acclimatized. They had the 4 days without practice because of the violation of the bubble. The concern will appear to be, at this stage, the effectiveness of the bowling, taking basically just 4 wickets over the 3 days. That suggests that it will be a concern. The batting, again, it can always be quite deceptive because you can get a lot of runs in warm-ups, but then when you're taking on a test-playing team in their own conditions, that could be a very different story. But it's encouraging. Runs are runs. And when you get runs, you hope that the players can turn that over in the test match where it really matters. And of course, there's the four-day match still coming up. But you can never replace actual match practice. And I would really hope the players take advantage of the opportunities that are available to them in this warm-up match. Although, as I said, and there's nothing that has happened to change my perspective that I think the West Indies are going to lose the test series.
Oh, dear. They're going to lose the test series. Floyd, do you agree with that? That we're going to lose the test series, Floyd? Before we get a reaction from Philo and from Garfield, Floyd, you heard Fazir Muhammad. He's saying we're going to lose. Floyd?
Yeah, that's his opinion, Andrew. Everybody got their own opinion, but I think the guys do well. I think we can get a one-all draw down there.
One-all draw. And that's based on what, Floyd? Why are you influenced to come up with that?
Well, on a tour like this, our bowling, Andrew, we have a good bowling. We have a good bowling unit.
I'm not hearing you very well, Floyd. I hope. Okay, continue. Yes, Floyd?
Andrew?
Yes, we're hearing you better now.
Hello?
Yes, we're hearing you better. Continue.
You hear me?
Yes.
Right. No, I was saying, you go back to England, the guys play really well, and we won that first test match. And going into the second and third test matches, you know, but those test matches were back to back, and it was quite close. It's like playing 15 days of cricket in 20 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the guys are fit and they learn about that. And there's only two test matches in New Zealand now, so the bowlers will be fresh. I'll be wearing England then going into that third test match where the guys were mentally fatigued and physically fatigued as well going into that third test match.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, the conditions will suit our bowlers. I think mentally our guys will be better prepared because they experienced the bubble, they experienced being together for the last 6 weeks. Especially when they went to England, they learned a lot from that. So their mental game, for me, would be in a better place in order to play good cricket.
Mm-hmm. So Floyd is saying that it's going to be 1-1. Is that a view shared by Garfield Charles? Garfield, you think we can win a test match there? Do you think so, Garfield? Talk to me.
Oh, I think they can definitely win a test match.
Mm-hmm.
But that will that'll depend entirely on the points I made earlier about the disciplines. From the bowling front, the last few tours that I've witnessed the West Indies coming out here, one of the noticeable things was, I think apart from the skipper, Jason, I think there wasn't much movement. The guys didn't do much with the ball, which in New Zealand is a bit of a crime because the ball will move.
Mm.
I think Jason swung it. He's probably the only one who consistently did so. I'm hoping that will change for this slot here. That we can sort of bowl those demanding line and links with discipline and do a bit with the ball. Yeah, and batting wise, I think it'll come down to whether the winning or losing will depend on how well our guys can negotiate the early bursts from the Kiwi bowlers, because there's no secrets to what Saudi and Bolt will do.
Mm-hmm.
One swing it away, the other one will bring it back into the right hander.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wagner comes on and bangs in 5 out of 6 balls and bowls to a field that suits that kind of bowling. And for some reason, international teams tend to take him on. Yeah, so it'll require some discipline, but as to whether or not they can win or not, I would say that there is a chance, but they'll have to.
You're not sounding very confident, Garfield. You're not suddenly very confident, Garfield. You seem unsure.
Oh, listen, I've been around this game long enough to know that.
Yes.
It's the 11 fellas on the field that's confident. It's not me.
No, it's not you. Philo, before we go to Jamaica, the land of wooden water, and talk to Neymar Perry and then come back to Floyd, and we're going to have a little concentrated chat with him before he goes. Philo, can we win the series? Talk to me, Philo.
Andrew, have you ever seen a dumpling roll up a hill?
No, but I think I'll see it tomorrow morning.
Okay, if a dumpling rolls up a hill, Andrew, West Indies will win the series. West Indies are going to struggle. You know, Floyd is okay to say that he believes they can come up with a 1-1 draw. He has, you know, that's his opinion. But when you look at the history of our cricket, Andrew, we've been struggling. We struggle in England. Okay, we won a fantastic first test match, but we lost the other two test matches badly.
Right.
We've gone into we've gone into New Zealand with not a good record. We have struggled in New Zealand all our times in New Zealand. Yes, guys score runs, but we still end up losing the series. So for us to win this series, it has to be a 1,000% turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
Roddy Yesterday, head coach Phil Simmons, and all the other backroom staff, they will have to do a fantastic job to turn around the attitude of those players. When you look at that warm-up game, you still see Blackwood gift in his hand over here.
Yes, you know.
And this Hetmyr rating. So you would think that for the 4-day game, Hetmyr will come in and Blackwood will sit out.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to try to get our test team. They're playing 11, playing that 4-day game. But when you look at it, we are going to struggle in New Zealand. The conditions, I think the conditions are going to are going to suit New Zealand cricket. And I think that they're going to beat us 2-0 in the test match.
Oh, dear.
We don't have the ammunition. Or bowling might hold it, so on, Andrew.
Yes.
But you have to... The batsmen struggle to score runs, and they scored runs in this A-team game, but they're coming up against the best New Zealand bowlers.
Right.
And Garfield just said it. Trent Bolt and Tim Southee, Neil Wagner, they have their bowling plan already for cricket for the West Indies batsmen. It's up to the West Indies batsmen to counter-attack that bowling plan from those three guys. And how good they are prepared or how well they are prepared is another question.
All right. Fellow, stay with us. When we come back, we're going to go to Jamaica. Then when we come back from having a chat with our friend named Perry, we're going to have, a concentrated little chat with Floyd before he goes, because I'm very keen to find out why Floyd would have gone into politics. All right. Mason and Guest is brought to an association with our very good friends at Barbados Lottery, promoting youth sport and culture.